Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 8 years as your Small Business Advocate. I'm glad to be able to do that. Thank you for allowing me. And thank you for continuing to tune in after all these years and listening to me and my outstanding Brain Trust members, including a brand new Brain Trust member. He's so new, he doesn't even know he's going to be a Brain Trust member. Bill Schley is with us, and I've been saying his name wrong, folks. It's Schley, and I've been saying it the other way, but we fixed that now. Bill Schley is along with his partner, Carl Nichols, have the company David Incorporated, an international brand consulting firm. These two guys have helped people develop brands from huge conglomerate brands down to teeny tiny little startup brands. They are both the co-authors of a book I'm holding in my hand, which I really am excited about because I spent some time in this book. And folks, it's a fun book, and it's written in a way that regular folks like you and me can understand. You and I can understand. The book is titled Why Johnny Camp Brand: Rediscovering the Lost Art of the Big Idea. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and it's like a dream come true for you to be here, isn't it, Bill?
It is my dream, show business dream.
Yeah, I can see that. Bill, congratulations on your book. Seriously, my audience knows, and they're rolling their eyes right now, Bill, because they know that when I get the chance to talk about branding, that I kind of go off on my own. You know, it's like somebody else on steroids. I get pretty crazy about branding because I do believe that the myth that I try to burst as often as I can is that only big companies can have brands, and that's just not only a myth, it's a lie. And right. you're doing a great job in your book to dispel that myth.
Well, that's a great point you're making, because a lot of people think it's only for big companies with $50 billion budgets, and the fact of the matter is that I think the best brands in America that I've ever seen have been done by small businesses, and I think the people that get it wrong most of all, the big huge businesses that have so much money to spend, they do silly commercials and can waste a lot of time with quacking ducks and things like that. Small businesses get it right more often than not.
Well, Bill, I wrote an article in the last year or so where I compared, I used the analogy of the Q, if you know what the Q factor is.
Yeah.
The Q factor is where the television, and I guess maybe the movie industry, puts a face in front of a crowd and says, do you like this face or do you not like this face? And that's all they do, is they say, yes, we like or we don't like.
Right.
And if they like the face, and if the person can read large type, they become an anchor. If they've got Q and they can read large type, they become an anchor.
Right.
And so therefore, we're led to believe that ugly people and plain-looking people like me never apply for those jobs because they're only beautiful, only pretty faces on television. Well,
right.
when small business owners see big companies build these huge brands, it's so intimidating that when we know they are brands, it's so intimidating that we think, well, that's the only way you can have a brand is if you have all that money. And what you just said and what your book says is that's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, the brand is about, this is the thing, the book is about the fact that what people think about brands is generally wrong, because they think branding is like, when an airline, they paint the tail of the airplane, they paint it blue when it used to be red.
Right.
And but then they still give you the same crummy service, they lose your luggage, you jam your knees in the back of the seat, and the stewardess yells at you. So they don't change anything about the brand, they just paint the tail on the airplane. And a lot of people think branding is just, the signage that I put up and some graphics, and branding is nothing about that. Branding is about the big idea that's at the center of your business. And when you figure out what that idea is that makes you different and special and differentiates you from everybody else, that's the heart of your brand. Then you talk about that. Shout that from the rooftop.
And don't you agree with me, Bill, when I say that big idea that makes people not only want to do business with you but actually become people that you can't run off, that big idea could actually cost you nothing but just the way you treat people.
Can I give you an idea, a little example of a big idea from a very, very small business?
Sure.
That's one of the best I ever heard. When I was thinking about writing the book, I used to get And I used to get, and now, don't lie, a real clinical therapeutic massage, not the other kind. Real clinical massage.
This is a family show, Bill.
What's that?
This is a family
show. because people laugh when I tell this story. A friend of mine had gone through massage school. There's more and more clinical massage therapists now in town, and I'm sure a lot of people see. And it's a great thing. It's great for stress relief, relaxation, etc. And people think that's the last thing that anyone could brand because they're all the same, right? You just get a reputation and build it over time. So most massage therapists just put their name up on a sign, and it says, Jack Sullivan Massage Therapy, and that's it. And they hope over time to get a reputation. Well, this lady was named Michelle. And she actually had a little bit of a Native American heritage in her background. And so she's sitting there saying, I'm thinking, she just opened up. She said, I'm thinking of calling my practice Native Palm. Now, all of a sudden, I stopped and I said, that's a beautiful name for a business. She said, yeah, I'm going to talk about my Indian heritage. That's what I think makes me different because, we're spiritual people, and I've got, up through the generations, we bring something special to this. Then she said, I'm going to have a little tagline. I said, what's that? She said, I'm going to say, my heritage is in my hands.
Wow.
And I stopped. I almost stood up on the table. I said, Michelle, when I write a book about all these big, huge companies, I'm going to tell them about this story because that is a beautiful example of a small business setting themselves apart with, with a brand idea. In fact, her business expanded so fast, and people came to her so quickly because after she put that sign out there, that she was completely booked in about 6 weeks, and other people took years.
But Bill, here's the thing: I hear you, and I agree with you, and I like what she did. And I applaud her.
Mm-hmm.
But if she doesn't deliver on that, what is essentially a brand promise business owner, if she doesn't deliver on that, then basically all she's done is manipulate people.
You're exactly right.
And she has to deliver on that.
Yep.
And see, that's where big companies get away with this. They're so huge, they can throw all this money at everything. They can get away if they don't deliver as good as we do, but we can't do that. We have to deliver more because we don't have the extreme budgets to just intimidate people.
Yeah. That's the most important point of all in the book, which is that the brand is about what you do. See, the brand exists in other people's heads. The brand exists in your customers' heads, not in your head. When you go out there with your slogan, your advertising, your TV commercial, whatever that is, that's an invitation to the customer to say, would you think about my brand the way I'd like you to?
Hold on to that thought, Bill. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We got to sell some things. We got some other people with brands who want to sell some things. And we're going to do that right now, and then we'll take a break. And Bill Schley is going to be with us. We're going to talk when we come back about why he says are the three main reasons that Johnny can't brand. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And, folks, I usually give my website out a couple times an hour, and I've just had so much fun this week, I keep forgetting to. My folks remind me, you need to give the website out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And I know you're going to want to go there later today, if not over the weekend, because I know you're going to want to hear over and over and over again the really cool, really intelligent, really smart things that Bill Schley is giving us right now. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He and Carl Nichols Jr. are the co-authors of that book. And so you can go back later today, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, 2 years from now, you'll be able to go back and hear the archive of this interview we're having with our new friend Bill Schley. And Bill, you've got so much to tell us, so much to teach us. The book is outstanding. I want you to come back. We're different from other talk shows in that we're sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. Now that we know where you live, we'll be coming to get you on a regular basis. And so give us your best shot for the next segment on three reasons why Johnny can't brand. But first, before you do that, I'm supposing you have a website.
Oh, yes, we do. Our website is called www.davidid.com. And that's just like the name, DAVIDID.com.
All right.
It stands for our company name, which is David, like David and Goliath. We help challenger brands take on the big brands.
All right. I like that. I appreciate you doing that.
Okay.
And so check that out when you get a chance. The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Wherever they're sold, you bet.
How long's it been out?
And my mother has 100 copies in case you need an extra.
Exactly. I'm sure she does. And by the way, she gave me that intro that I did for you last time. So how long's the book been out?
It's been out for about 18 hours.
All right.
As a matter of fact.
We've launched a lot of books on this show, and we're glad to do that for you. Tell us about the three main reasons why Johnny Camp Brand.
Well, okay. And again, this is mostly something that happens to the big companies. Little companies don't have the luxury of having these problems. But well, the first thing is that the branding is about just finding one idea, one thing, and focusing on that to the exclusion of everything else. Because people remember one thing about any brand or anything else. So the biggest reason is people don't brand is because fear. Their business does six different things, and they want to say all six things to everybody instead of just focusing on that one big thing and having the courage to basically say, let's not try to be all things to all people. Let's just focus on that one thing and take the risk that that's the right one. But that's the only way that you brand yourself.
Can I throw out another idea, though? You said it's fear. They're afraid not to use all six. I think it might also be love.
Yeah.
They fall in love with all six of those, and they can't differentiate them. They can't even allow themselves to differentiate, let alone. So if they can't differentiate between the big idea and all the others, how do they expect the customers to do that?
Well, but also because there's something we call it the positioning paradox, which is the more you say, the less people hear. The simple
white space is good, isn't it?
Wins.
White space is good for advertising, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So one of those things is the fear of making a choice, because branding is all about making that choice. But it's like skydiving. You close your eyes, you hold your breath, and you jump. You commit to that one big idea, and I guarantee you will be better off than trying to say all eight things, which, by the way, all your competitors are saying all eight things. You've got to stand up and win the gold medal in something.
How do we find out which one of those six is the big idea? Shouldn't we ask our customers?
That's a great thing. And that's another reason why small businesses are so good at this, because they know their customers, they talk to their customers every day, and they can find out which ones resonate and which don't.
Don't give us too much credit, Bill. I'm afraid that you might be giving us a little too much credit, folks. This is the tough love part of the conversation, Bill.
Yeah.
Small business owners need to do a better job of asking their customers what they're happy about. I think sometimes we're afraid that they're going to tell us the truth, and the truth is that they're going to tell us they like the one that we don't like so much.
Right. But that knowledge, that, as they say, that truth will set you free and
make you
a millionaire.
That's right.
People, you've just got to. The most important thing in business, and the thing that people do least, is they don't go outside enough. You got to walk outside your business. You got to stand out in the sunshine and talk to people, because that's where the wisdom comes. When we brand companies, we don't make it up. We talk to people. They give us the answer. And by the way, those people are what the people out there give you your brand. It's their impression of your business. It's what your brand is. And so you've got to perform right. Find out what they think it is, and you'll get a key to what to what they think the brand is. Then you make adjustments.
Which brings me to a very important point in the minute we have left, Bill, and that is that somebody's going to define you. You have a brand. Whether you know it or not, you have a brand by intention or by accident. And if you don't define your brand properly, professionally, and effectively, somebody else will. And it might be the people who don't like your company or your competitors.
That's exactly your point. If you don't define the brand yourself, your competitors and your customers will. And as the guru in the book says, I promise you won't like the tagline.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Do you have just
Bill,
one
I got,
more
I got 30
second
seconds.
Here to say 30, something?
30 seconds.
I want to just say thank you for being here.
Well,
and if I've only got 30 seconds, I'd love to talk about this anytime you like.
Well, let's get you back another day. The other two issues, folks, two of the other reasons that we're going to get Bill to talk to us about next time is the tyranny of the three T's.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest reason, as you say, is fear. Bill, the book is called Why Johnny Can't Brand. The author, one of the authors, is Bill Schley, Schley, available wherever books are sold. Bill, will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Good job, and we'll see you next time. So quick break. Right back with our good friend Michael Harrison. You're going to like this interview, I promise, folks. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
I feel nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.